necessity for everyone. Mankind just created suitable for believing. Man must believe. He is in need to believe in something. Maybe wrong, maybe right. But they must believe. They are in need to believe. Some people say we are not believing in anything. He believed not to believe. Yeah. That is his way. And his belief is wrong, but yet believing, not to believe. Without believing, no one can live. Now, we are believers, Christians, believers. Jewish, they are believers. And beyond these three heavenly religions, people believing in something. May believe idols. May believe through trees or animals or sun or moon or stars. They may believe. Everyone believing. If you can find through jungles wild people, they are believing for something. Because man created fearful, to be fearful and to be hopeful. When he is fearful, he is asking a shelter to save himself or to be in safety. And when he is hopeful, asking something or likes or loves something or someone and can't be able to reach that one, he needs someone to ask their help to make him to reach that he loving or he likes. Therefore, from beginning up to our days, mankind, they are believing. And beliefs going to be so different. And important for beliefs why we are believing, we must know and we must try it, we must test it. If we are finding a benefit, then it is all right. It is good to believe. If not, it is no good to believe in something that not giving you any benefit or harming you. You must leave that belief. And you must ask a belief supporting you through this life, spiritually. And sometimes a person may fall in a very difficult position, and his richness and his power never gives to him any support. He only may take a support from his beliefs. His beliefs supporting him. Now, we must try beliefs if supporting us or not. If our beliefs supporting ourselves spiritually, it is all right. If giving to you peace and confidence and happiness and lights through your heart, that belief, it is best belief. It is true one. If you are not finding confidence through yourself and no peace, no happiness, no satisfaction, it is not a real belief to support you. And you must look after a real one. From the first day that mankind just began to live on earth, they have beliefs. Up to date. And then good beliefs and bad beliefs, true beliefs and wrong beliefs, finding some groups of people, good beliefs or true beliefs, to believe in that kind of beliefs, it is difficult. Because real beliefs coming from heavens, and it is all against our ego and his desires. And false and wrong beliefs, all of them, it is a pleasure for our egos. Our egos running after such a beliefs, which making him in pleasure. Therefore, it is not easy for mankind to believe through real beliefs, because that's going to be against our egos and his desires. But wrong beliefs, just arranged according to the pleasures of egos. Shaitan looking. Which thing making our ego please? Making that as a belief for wrong people. And who is wrong people? Whom they are? They are followers of their physical desires and following their egos. They are wrong people, and according to their beliefs, they are wrong ones through their beliefs. And from the first day that mankind coming on earth, there was a enmity between Adam and Eve and their children, and between Satan. Satan was worst enemy and most dangerous enemy, most terrible enemy for mankind. From the day of their creation. Therefore, from that time, Satan running after mankind, showing them wrong ways, as he showed to our grandfather and grandmother, Adam and Eve. Wrong way. He led them to a planted or forbidden tree. When they followed him, they have been punished by the Lord Almighty Allah. Shaitan, first and worst enemy for mankind. And from the beginning of the creation of mankind up to today, he is most dangerous enemy for mankind. And he has endless trips and tracks, traps.
Tricks and traps.
For cheating people. And through our physical desires, so easily cheating ourselves. Therefore, you are finding so many people on wrong beliefs and on wrong ways, and only very few ones on through right way towards Allah. So easily mankind going to be cheated. And from the beginning up to today, fighting and quarreling, both sides, whom they are representing Haq, truth, and true beliefs. Wrong beliefs, people that they are believing according to their desires, among them fighting going on, never stopping, never ending, till Mahdi comes, alayhi salam, and then till Isa alayhi salam comes. At the time of the seed of prophets, beloved Muhammad, peace be upon him, just he brought solid truth, pure truth, heavenly truth, and every group, every community that they are with battle, with false, disturbed, and they standing against solid truth of that day. And that attack on truth never ended up to today. And they are most hasad, envious people, most envious people, those whom they are not accepting truth. And if they are looking and seeing truth with some others, they are attacking on truth. To make truth down. And whom they are following truth to be down. Therefore, they attacked on the seed of prophets when he came with holy heavenly book, with glorious Quran. Whole people, beginning from his community, they are standing up against holy book, glorious Quran, Kareem. But Prophet, peace be upon him, he was firm, his feet not to move from truth, and no one be able to carry him away from truth, to take him by themselves. No. And The seed of prophets just brought solid truth to people, and people shouting, quarreling, fighting, and making lies against him, making everything, they are making every worst for themselves to carry away Islam, or to destroy Islam, or to destroy everything heavenly, just new arrived. He was one, alone. And they can't be able to finish him when he was one. Because Allah Almighty is saying, O my beloved Muhammad, peace be upon you, I am that one who's sending that Holy Quran to you. And as I am sending, I am the protector. Don't be worried. Don't be worried about my holy book, glorious Quran. Don't be worried about it. I am the protector. I am protecting it. No one can touch it. No one can change it. I am that one who sent that holy book. And everything in it going to be with very fine rules. Because that is my words, saying Allah. Know yours words. And when I am saying I am the protector, just protecting. Finish. And up to today, attacks on Islam just continued. And in our days, one foolish, no-mind person that only his name signing that he is Muslim. And it is impossible if he is believing as he write down to be Muslim. He must change his name. When he is changing his name, then Sharia asking him, do you think that you are accepting what you write it down or not? He's saying, now just I understand what is the right and what is the wrong. And I am leaving what I wrote down and I said, and I am now believing as Muslims believing in it. Therefore, when we are looking to Holy Quran, according to our knowledge, we may find Holy Quran just protected. No one can touch it. And there is a secret key for Holy Quran, that Allah Almighty is signing for that عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ means the number of 19 is the key for its protection, for Holy Quran's protection. Allah Almighty making a verse mentioning through it the number of 19. And 19 you may use giant computers to look for Holy Quran and its verses and its words and its letters and for everyone's titles and count meant for everyone. You should find that Holy Quran just surrounded and protected with finest conscience, so that it is impossible to bring something more than written through Holy Quran. And it is impossible also to take away even one letter from it. The balance must be changed. And Holy Quran, if you are looking for it from every direction, you should find, and you must find, a perfection. Therefore, when people asking about that verses, and they are saying there is some satanic verses taken away, and so things. It is only old customs from Christians or from Jewish people to destroy the beliefs of Muslims. But even they can't shake even one's belief in such a way. They never finding any Muslim believer to believe what he said, but he has been cursed by every real believer. For Islam, real believer. For Quran, real believer. For the seal of prophets, peace be upon him. Yes. When we are knowing it, it is all right. Non-Muslims, they should attack. When they are looking that there is a new
revelation
growing up through Western people, taking them care and fear. They are trying now to attack on Holy Quran, to make the beliefs of Muslims not to believe in Holy Quran, and to think that something hidden and taken away from Holy Quran. But they are not wrong. Everything that just came to Prophet, peace be upon him, just written down through glorious Quran. If even one, not verse, if you are taking one word, even one letter may sign that there is something wrong. Yes. Yesterday, trip was finished. And then bringing a new one and to arrange, I am looking there, pushing down the head of gas, coming a little bit, but they are saying, not fit. And I'm saying, what is the matter? They are saying, there is a sign. When fitted, must sound tit. If that not coming, it is not arranged. For tube gas, mankind asking a sign, fitted or not. What about Holy Quran? Do you think that Holy Quran just matruk, left in front of people, they may do everything on it? No. They may put something more, or they may take something from it. Do you think so? No. Anyone thinking on it? They are wrong people. Because very fine comments on Holy Quran that only scholars may understand about it. Therefore, they may write down hundreds of books that they fill their libraries by thousands, ten thousands books against Holy Quran. And they are thinking that as long as they are writing against Holy Quran coming down. They are so foolish ones to know that if a book affecting on people must be for it some abnormal or extraordinary identity for that book, and you must look after it. And every scholar may look after Holy Quran, and they should find thousands and thousands signs that Holy Quran from Allah Almighty. And it is impossible even to make it one letter more or one letter less. Whole balance may be changed for one letter. Therefore, people, they may say, they may write, as they said at the time of the Holy Prophet, seal of prophets, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he continued, and he was victorious. Up to today, yes. If they were clever ones,
thinking about Holy Quran. They must think on it
that it is impossible to be stand up a book. If it is not heavenly book, it is impossible to be in existence a book by itself if no divinely support for it. It is enough. But people now cheating others and cheating their egos themselves. If egos not cheating them, they should be quickly believers for the Holy Quran. And we are asking forgiveness from Allah Almighty and saying, Astaghfirullah, 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 زيادة للشرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى وصحبه شيخنا هذا استاذنا لنا معه المؤمنين لمن نحن في جوارهم الفاتحة.